Kimberly Faulkner, we're in the Severn Street Park now, where there has been an issue with needles and where your two children found two nearby on Friday night.
Yes, that's right. It was actually at the corner of the park. My kids had found four syringes, one believed to be used for heroin, still with heroin in the case of the needle.
And as you stand in the park, just looking around, it's got everything any youngster would want. It's got swings, climbing frames. So it's somewhere they want to come to, but yet it's not safe.
No, it's not. And I mean, as you can see from standing in the park, you can see my front door from the park. And on a sunny day, because this is a built-up area with plenty of kids in it, this park is thriving. You know, there's kids that the mothers would let them travel to the park by themselves. But after what's happened the last couple of days, it's just not possible. And as you can see today, this park's empty. Do you know, nobody wants their kids to be in it. Nobody wants to bring their kids to it no more. And it's the only park in the area.
What age are your children?
Madison's 9 and Megan's 6.
And have you been able to find out from them what exactly happened in terms of any contact they had with the needles?
Initially when they brought the needles down, I was in a major panic, so I didn't speak too much about it until I got the needles off them, got them cleaned to make sure they hadn't been pricked by the needles. My youngest, Megan, thought it was a sewing needle that you would sew clothes with. Madison, because she's that bit older, and I'd explained to her about what was going on in the park the previous night, she'd said, "Mummy, are they drug needles?" So I had to try and explain to her what they were and what the stuff was that was in the needles.
When you saw them with the needles, what went through your mind?
The first thing I thought of, oh my God, have they pricked these needles? What is in these needles? What are they? But I think the fact that they found them 2 doors away from where they live was more frightening. I mean, to walk at the bottom of your driveway and walk 2 doors away and find these lying on the street, you know, my heart was in my mouth because I didn't know what to do. Madison had opened the case of one of the needles and it was like a brown sticky substance that was on her, what was on the needle, and obviously had gone on, transferred onto her hand, but we checked them thoroughly, there was no pinpricks.
And what are your health fears now for both of them?
At the minute, the two of them are fine. I'll be making an appointment with my own GP just to get them checked over, just to make sure. Do you know, like, they walked in here before needles. I don't know what they've done with them before they got here. I mean, the kids told me they picked them up, they've carried them here. But they were on rollerblades, do you know, and the slightest wee mark on their skin, would they have felt that attaching their skin or whatever, do you know? So for my own peace of mind, I will be getting them checked over.
Just the thoughts that are going through your mind that you probably thought you would never have to worry about.
It's not a thing that's ever crossed my mind. It's not a thing that I ever thought that I would have to worry about. You know, if the kids are going to the park, I would be more worried of telling them, don't be climbing on the fence, don't be swinging too high on the swings. You know, the everyday worries that you do have about your kids. But not to say to your kids, don't be going to the park because you might get pricked by a needle that's been used by a drug user. And even today, another 2 kids have came to my door and told me they found another 2 needles and the police have had to be contacted again.
That was as I arrived there. There were some children at your front door telling you.
Yeah.
And there was an 11-year-old who was saying he knew not to touch it and he rang the police on his mobile phone. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable that an 11-year-old even has that thought process.
Yeah. It's just, I think it's a shock factor for the parents. And the parents, it's not every parent's dream to sit down with their kids and have to explain about drugs. Like, kids go to a park to enjoy themselves. They don't go to a park to have to search around the area where they're going to play to make sure it's safe first. Do you know, it's not a very nice conversation that I had to sit down and have with 2 kids last night.